Welcome to Off the Rails.
We're off of them. We're so off the rails, we don't even have beers tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we made you think we did.
Yeah. Supremo.
And yeah, maybe hopefully.
You really couldn't tell the difference, could you?
With no. You didn't know. You didn't know.
I don't know. We're drinking water. We're drinking water tonight, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta stay hydrated. Gotta stay healthy.
Absolutely.
It's a time.
You know, they say drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. Until you have to drive for a living.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
And then it's like, and then people, like, with the whole COVID thing, they're like, yeah, well, you can't use our bathroom's not for the public. I'm like, okay, you want me to pee on the side of your building? Because, like, I have to pee.
I'm going to pee. I'm going to pee right here.
Is it illegal to pee off the side of the road? Is that, like, public?
It's public indecency, yeah.
As long as you don't get caught.
Yeah.
Usually I just pull over to the side of the road and piss in a bottle if I've got to.
I've done that many, many times.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, just pee into, I mean, just pee into the bottle and then dump the bottle.
Well, my van has tinted windows, so I can just...
It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard.
My SUV has cracked windows, so
it's kind of hard to pee in the front seat of a Honda Civic. The driver's seat of a Honda Civic is a pain in the ass to try and pee in.
Well, it's kind of hard to hold a bottle while trying to drive.
Well, in all honesty,
you don't do it while driving. That's just asking for a bad time.
Oh, well, I've done it while driving.
Nah, and then what you have to do?
That's just asking to crash with your wiener hanging out.
And I don't want that.
But I didn't crash and I didn't spill.
Well, there you go.
Champion, this guy.
No, I just do like a half suction
trophy.
Just like squeeze a little bit of air out of the bottle just so you can get a good airtight seal between the tip and the bottle and then just let it go.
That sounds so dangerous.
It is. But I mean, I'm not going, my penis certainly isn't fitting inside of a bottle. Like I don't know what the average penis
should be. That
would
be such a horrible idea of just the head just stuck.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's not. It's like only, it's just like a little
bit. Because you always keep, you know what the head's made for. It's made to like kind of just squeeze.
Yeah, it's not going. It's not going.
That's why you always keep an empty Gatorade bottle.
And a empty Gatorade,
because they got the wide holes.
Yeah, but sometimes I piss more than 28 ounces, and since they switched it down from the 28 ounces to the 32 ounces, I have had problems, like legitimately, like where I've had to grab an extra Gatorade bottle, or
I've had those.
I had to quickly hop out of the car on the side of the turnpike just to finish it off.
The beautiful thing about the van I have is I can literally just open the door, and as long as I'm standing in there, no one can see me from any other direction. They just see a stream of pee coming out. But there's
allegedly,
no public indecency. No one sees it.
Allegedly pee.
I could just have a squirt bottle of water.
He's got a super soaker. Just
I could just be trying to empty a bottle of water, and it's just like, I don't want to take the whole lid off.
Oh man, how did we get here?
I don't know. Pee stuff.
We fall further from God's grace every day.
We do. Yeah, we do. It's beautiful and sad at the same time.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's the duality of man.
What are you pointing for?
It's how the cookie crumbles, Kemosabe.
Oh, that's not okay. I don't even know what to think about that.
And that's how the cookie crumbles. Isn't that from Bruce Almighty?
Yep. Yes. And that's how the cookie crumbles. That's how he ended his segment.
Yeah.
On the news.
I forget that's a movie sometimes.
Man, Jim Carrey's gone through a weird, just different roles of characters. And then after he was the same character for a long, long time, it felt like. Like, because I felt like once you saw Ace Ventura 1 and 2, or you saw, like, The Mask, or you saw, like, really any of his other, like, 90 wacky... Like,
Liar.
Yeah.
Truman Show.
Truman Show's good. Show's a good
movie.
That
was a good one, yeah.
Another one that he did that was really good is Man on the Moon, where it's... he's portraying... Man, who was it? I gotta move because I'm freaking out. Too close. Man, I can't remember. He was a writer for SNL for a long time. I'll just pull it up. And
what was that one really serious movie he did?
Chapter 23? Number 23?
The number 23, yeah.
That movie was weird.
I never watched it, but...
What was number 23?
Man on the Moon. Andy Kaufman was the guy's name. He was an SNL writer. It was a really, really good movie. Number 23 is like... Jim Carrey goes crazy over the number 23 because it's like 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 plus, you know, it was just some dumb number sequential, like you can make it into whatever and everything breaks down to the number 23 no matter how you break, like you can always break everything down to the number 23.
Was that where the whole thing of like, what was it? Was that the whole joke of like that was the answer to life was 23?
The answer to life was 47, and that's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
That's what it was.
But no, the number 23 was, it was just like you could derive anything down to the two integers 2 and 3. So it was 23. Yeah. It was weird. It was weird. It was him going crazy.
Yeah, it was like a totally different role than he's like ever played.
Oh, yeah.
And then, he did The Grinch.
Yeah, and The Grinch.
Yeah.
The Grinch. Ryan Reynolds went crazy?
So there was a movie where Ryan Reynolds
Amityville
played.
Horror. That's the movie where Ryan Reynolds went crazy. Yeah. What? Killed his whole family? Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah. The Amityville Horror.
Where he like, he's talking to, like, the shit in his house?
Yeah. The Amityville Horror.
That was
yeah.
such a good movie.
Yeah.
That movie still creeps me out.
Mm-hmm, it's a good one.
Oh, my God. Man. I never realized that was... I've seen that movie a couple times. I've never realized that was the name of the movie.
It's been made a couple different times, yeah. But...
I mean, it's, like, supposed to be, like, a true story or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why, like, every time I watch it, it's, like, it's creepy, because I'm like, oh.
Yeah, like, he killed his whole family. Yeah.
Murdered him. No, that's like, wow, what was...
Ryan Reynolds did a really good job in that movie, too.
He does a really good job in every movie.
He does.
Except for the Green Lantern.
Except, yeah.
Well, I mean, it was, look at what he was working with at that point in time.
Yeah, even he's like,
gotta?
He did a movie, I'm trying to remember, I think I saw it when I was flying from Okinawa back to L.A., coming back home. God, what was...
Did you guys see Deadpool 2?
Yeah.
Yes,
of course. Remember when he went back in time and he shot Ryan Reynolds in the back of the head when he got the Green Lantern script?
That was a good one. And then he killed Baby Hitler.
Yeah. Mm. And he killed the original Deadpool, like, from the X-Men mm-hmm. movie.
That was a cool callback to that movie, because that was a good movie.
Original adaptation of Deadpool was like,
I think they're trying to do a new Deadpool.
But when he went to go for that part, he was like this. They told him, they were like, if you ever want another Deadpool, like a Deadpool movie, you have to play this part.
You got to do it,
or you'll never get a Deadpool movie. And then he made his own, basically.
Yeah.
Invested his own money in it. Made one of the best movies ever.
Okay, I'm trying. I need to find what Ryan Reynolds he did recently.
I know what you're talking about. I just...
It was something about, like, his... what was it? It wasn't Free Guy. That's the new movie about... With, like, Ninja and everybody. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that one. He's with a bunch of, like...
Free Guy.
I want to see that.
It is. I don't know how I'm going to feel about that one. But,
I saw a thing that they're, like... They're already asking him to make a sequel because it did so good.
Six Underground.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it, but I want to.
Okay, so I saw it when I was coming back home, because, of course, it's a really long flight from Okinawa to L.A. Yeah. So I watched that whole movie. It was just so good. It was an amazing movie. I swear, anytime I watch one of his movies... It's like some of the best movies.
There's a new movie out on Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah.
And it's got Chris Pratt in it, and I want to see it so bad. Like, I have Amazon Prime, but I've never, like, signed up for Amazon Prime Video.
I like that they say that Chris
Pratt... All you gotta do is just sign in, like, to your Amazon.
I'm logged in under my wife's, and I don't know what the login info is.
I like that.
I'm an ass, though.
I like that. People say that Chris Pratt is a reverse hot guy because everyone always says he looks better with the more clothes he has on. And as he loses clothes, people say he's less attractive.
Maybe back in, like, Parks and Rec.
I guess he has started working out a lot more recently. Like,
when he played Jurassic World and Star-Lord, like, he was ripped.
Yeah.
He was pretty ripped.
And in this new movie, he plays, like, a soldier, and, like, he's supposed to be pretty ripped in that, too.
He's played a soldier a couple of times.
Yeah.
And also, that guy from The Office, too. I always forget his name. Oh, what's his name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean... What was the character's name? Jimmy?
I don't know. I didn't watch that show.
I didn't really watch that show. I feel like it was Jimmy or something.
But they're supposedly in talks of a new Marvel movie called The Thunderbolts, which is like the... Reverse Avengers. It's like the evil side. The Dark Avengers is what it is.
The Dark Avengers.
So it'll be like, I think it was Deadpool.
The POC Avengers.
Black Widow's sister. I can't remember her name. And then you have the new Captain America from that took over, but then got kicked out from being Captain America. And there's like a couple other people, but I was like, we can't have Deadpool unless it's rated R. And then I found out that they said it's going to be the first actual like rated R Marvel movie.
What was that like anti superhero movie that came out kind of recently that I didn't watch it. It was like a tall blonde guy that like everyone was like, oh, he's a hero, but he was an asshole.
Oh,
what that's was a series, it? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a series?
It's the a Boys, series, isn't it?
The Boys, yeah.
The Boys, yeah.
Yeah. That's on Amazon Prime, it's right?
On Amazon.
Yeah. Is it good?
I've never watched
I've heard it's really good. I've heard it's really, really good.
I mean, I kind of like the idea of that.
No, what's the other one?
He's. I mean, it's definitely a meme.
Like, no, yeah, I've seen a lot
of
it.
Are you
like,
talking about the anime one?
Yeah, the one with Omni-Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's called,
Is
it Invincible?
Is it Invincible? It's definitely in something. It might be Invincible.
They just came out with a new,
I've heard that one's really good, too.
It's, I've only, like, the very first episode. I need to get back on it, because I think it's on Hulu.
I haven't started it.
But it's metal as fuck. Like, it is...
That's right here. I just remember the meme of just, like...
They just came out with a new animated series on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. and it's called What If?
Interesting.
So, basically, it's, like, the Marvel...
I heard that.
...thing, but it's, like, so everything... Like, something's changed. So, the first episode was, like, instead of Steve Rogers getting the Super Soldier Serum, it was Peggy Carter that got it. So, she was, like... I can't remember what she was.
Was she also super jacked?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Invincible.
And instead of like the, instead of the star, it was like the British flag
mm-hmm.
on the shield.
Huh.
Oi, mate, what a fuck.
So yeah, it's like basically, like it's like what if one thing changed from the entire storyline?
Mm-hmm.
And they just released the first episode. I haven't even watched it yet, and I really want to. But it's supposed to go through like Iron Man, and then it's supposed to go through like Loki and Thor, and like it's just supposed to go through like all the major ones, mm-hmm. and then like it changes one thing.
Yeah, just
one detail that changes the whole story.
That is interesting.
Yeah,
that'd be.
It's
cool.
Literally just called "What If ... question mark.
Do you guys ever watch the Flash series?
Negative.
No, my son watched a couple episodes. Like,
it's not good.
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. So.
I watched like 10 minutes of one episode and I was like, I'm not really
into
this.
The humor is extremely like cheesy, just old time, like one line.
It's a WB show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or not a CW show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cheesy. Yeah. We got cheesy stuff on. Yeah, the CW.
That's the channel.
The channel.
It used to be the WB when we were kids, but now it's called the CW.
Why is it called CW?
That's just what they're called.
Cheesy wannabes. I don't know.
That's like the channel.
Because WB, wasn't that Warner Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's still owned by Warner Brothers. They just changed the channel name to
yeah,
CW.
It's still Channel 19.
Yeah.
I know, I just
it's don't. Just called the CW.
Yeah, because yeah, didn't they change
Well, just like 41 used to be UPN.
To the CW from the WB.
Is it just black and white?
It's like blue and white or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's so fucking corporate. I hate it.
It's just,
well, like,
it's
41
so
used to be UPN.
Yeah,
now it's My 41.
Yep.
I want to talk.
Well, I think it was because... Never mind. I'm not even going to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
This shit irritates me of, like, all this fucking, like, minimalistic art style corporate bullshit. Fucking looks horrible.
I mean, our logo's pretty minimalistic.
Yeah, really is.
That's because minimal effort went into it.
Yeah.
We made this logo in, like, a day.
No, this logo was made for us.
Which one were you using? Oh, yeah, this logo was given to us, yeah.
Yeah.
This logo was given to us by my buddy, Robert Craver, day.
I thought he got it from... I thought he said...
But the other guy never gave me a name.
Yeah.
So...
He
didn't want to get shout out.
Yeah, like, we offered...
I offered
to pay.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted nothing. It was just a gift.
There you go.
Like,
so Robert, you get all the credit for this one. Congratulations, buddy.
Like,
love you.
That was a gift like two episodes in.
Yeah. I'm going to say like... We didn't put effort into this.
No. I don't even know.
We put effort into Off the Rails logo, though.
Yeah, we did.
Me and you sat down for like an hour on that.
We Zoom called while I was making it.
No, I think I was Zoom. No, it was Zoom.
Yeah, it was Zoom.
Because it was really hard to like try to tell you how to like.
I know.
Thing of trying
it was
to
very
adjust
difficult
this.
To do, but It's still pretty a minimalistic thing, though.
Yeah. And I paid a kid for a logo.
Well, what I really want to do is an animated intro, but
yeah,
I need to take the time to learn animation.
Or if we know someone that does know animation, they can make it for us.
And then we can discuss, you know, payment afterwards.
Yeah.
Payment afterwards?
Afterwards.
That's not how that works.
We'll give you IOU for when we get big.
That still doesn't how that works.
I will give you a crisp thumbs up.
We will pay everyone the money that they deserve for any of their endeavors to helping us.
I'll give you a solid hang ten.
Any money we agree on.
No, but I would love an animated intro. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Actually, if it's somebody that I know, I would love to work with them on the animated thing.
Well, yeah. And I would love to work with an artist to do, like, a intro song that has, like, embodies the show.
Yeah. It's like the butthole of the show.
Yeah.
Just like the brown eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you bleach.
I would. I talked to a guy about getting one, but I never. I said I was going to do it, like, hit him up after I got back from vacation, and I just never did.
Well, you're getting ready to go on vacation again, so it's fine. Yeah. You didn't specify what vacation it was.
Yeah, that's true. But he said he was only going to charge us like $20.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And he would send us several samples.
Would it just be like clips of the video just kind of like stacked up or what? Of like usher, or like actual like animated intro?
No, it's just going to be a song.
Yeah.
Like an intro song.
Oh,
it's
a song. Just an intro song. Oh.
Just a song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because nice. I wanted, like, I like the song we have, but I want something that just really embodies the show, like, with words and everything in it.
No, you want words.
Yeah.
But then we can't have words.
Unless I send him clips and he can add it in.
This is going to just be too much noise.
There's going to be a lot of noise.
Well, we'll see.
I honestly like, the intro song is growing more and more on me, honestly. Like, I do like it.
I was really thinking about starting fresh and adding new ones in. Like, just from, like... From like more recent,
yeah, like cycling new,
yeah,
like dropping out lines and cycling.
But I'd have to have a couple of weeks to really work on that,
yeah,
because I don't want to like rush it.
Don't want to see, yeah, because you got to listen to old episodes for a while, and
yeah,
sheesh, that's a lot of,
yeah,
a lot of callbacks.
This is a pretty good fucking rice.
I know, dude.
honestly, like this is my favorite kind of rice.
That taco truck is good, dude.
No, those tacos were.
I didn't learn how to make this, like make rice like this.
Spanish rice.
Just Google how do you make Spanish rice.
You lost me.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Oh. Seems like pretty simple instructions, yeah. But okay. You didn't grab the beans. The beans are good too.
Listen, man, I'm on a 300 calorie diet.
Well, that was like 700 right there, so. Yeah.
The calories.
Actually,
that
I literally feel like I just gained like all of my energy for the day back.
No, you're not going to be able to sleep.
No, I'm probably not.
You're going to go home and be like, I'm ready to go!
It's okay, because I'm going to be up in 5 hours anyways.
Ah, damn. It is getting about that time, boys.
Yeah, man.
We're at 20 minutes if we want to call it early.
Oh, we're only at 20? Damn. That's like one of those depressing Friday nights.
Wow. Yeah.
Just don't last as long as you think you're going to.
Wait, is this off the rails?
Yeah, we're on.
That's
yes.
Right, yeah, we're on off.
Yes,
we are on off.
I mean, if we can fill in 10 more minutes, we're good.
Yeah.
Hey, I can talk for ages because I'm getting
okay. Give me a 10 minute. Give me a 10 minute.
Sick and tired of these damn car crashes, like always blocking intersections on the like in these small. Like, how are you crashing in a small town? How are you having these?
No one stops at red lights in Claremore. You know.
No, this is an Ooliga.
It's still Rogers County.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Rogers County. No one stops.
Like, dude,
at red
when
lights.
I was going when I was going to Ooliga on Friday, there was a wreck that took up the entire main street.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go down. I had to turn. It was right in front of Sonic. I had to turn at McDonald's, go all the way down to Blue Star, and come up over that hill just to get to Ooliga. Because that entire RSU hill
mm-hmm.
completely shut down.
Actually, I was going to work yesterday morning, coming across the train tracks right there at Lowe's. Like, I had the green light and had the green light for a fucking minute. And so I'm pulling out there. I had to lock up my brakes because the car in the far lane just blasted through the red light. I was just like, Claremore, I love
you. It's like, you don't even have to deal with real traffic.
No.
Like, so why are you so aggressively getting to your, like, if you're that late to something,
there's
fix
nowhere
your
in
life.
This, yeah. There's nowhere in this state that has to deal with real traffic.
Yeah.
No.
Even Oklahoma City's
yeah,
not that
bad.
Really
not, bad.
No. Not compared to Dallas or, you know, any of those major cities.
They've never driven like from San Diego to LA.
they've never driven in Houston. Fuck.
Yeah. They've never decided to walk in Houston because it's just easier.
Or trying to go through New York City.
Yeah.
No, these people, like, Oklahoma's just so sprawled out, and that's part of it. Like, people don't understand how the rest of America is.
That's actually something I wanted to mention when we were talking about, like, people, like, being inconsiderate. It's like, I feel like it's a lot of a thing of, like, when people just never want to leave their families, so you have, like, five generations in just one location, they don't experience anything. They don't see how people are in different locations, so any idea that you had as a child, there's never been anything to counter that, so you just grow up with that same idea because nothing's ever challenged you in that sense. So you just get so much of just this ignorance and just a lot of people just not understanding, like, no way of understanding how other things can be, especially when it comes to, like, traffic and how other people, like, act on things. It's just horrible.
That's weird,
people,
man.
It's a little problem with a lot of, like, country areas. It's like people don't go
People out. Don't have patience anymore. Like, at
that's,
all.
That's a big thing. It's because everything they get is just immediate. So yeah, why should they have patience?
Everyone wants now, not just like, hey, let me wait my turn. Like, that's another like the people that, like, pull out in front of you, like, when they literally could have waited 2 seconds to just, and there's no cars behind you, but they make you slam on your brakes because they wanted to get out there. It's like, have some patience, people.
No, it's crazy. Everyone,
patience is a virtue. Virtues aren't real anymore. It's a saying for a reason.
Virtues aren't real anymore.
And it's also like, if you just make your day out to where everything you're doing, you're just trying to do the nicest thing or just trying to do something kind, then, like, it's a domino effect where, like it makes one person's day easier, and that, I mean, it just relieves a little bit of pressure, and that pressure, it stacks.
Yeah.
If you start relieving pressure from other people, then you'll start having your pressure relieved from you because, A, you're not putting yourself in stressful situations where you're purposely looking for a fight all the time.
Yeah.
And B, I mean, you're just creating a cycle of things just like people just becoming a little bit more considerate. Like, it really can come down to just every single day just trying to do something a little bit nicer.
I want to reel back for a second. Did you say virtue's not a real thing?
It was a joke.
I know. Do you? Okay, you may not.
What is the definition of virtue?
Virtue is like a quality.
I need the textbook definition.
Okay. But there was a movie back in the 90s.
It's a good qualities. Oh, I know what you're going to say. I know exactly.
Warriors of Virtue?
With the fucking wallaby, like, kangaroo ninjas?
Yeah, the freaking Ninja Turtles that were, I mean, it was basically Ninja Turtles, but they were kangaroos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Australian.
Dude, yeah.
Called the Warriors of Virtue.
Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that. But a virtue is a good quality inherent in a person or thing. Like, you are a virtuous person.
Yeah, it's like a quality virtues, cherish to have,
But,
dude, the moment you said, like, that, I used to love that movie.
It was good, but don't try and watch it again.
No. It would ruin it.
Yeah.
It would ruin it for me.
It's like watching Small Soldiers. Like, you can't watch that one again.
Oh, my God. You can't watch it. Dude, I used to watch that, all the time.
Oh, yeah. I've watched both of them as an adult, and it ruins it. It's bad. The magic is gone.
Well, yeah. About the graphics of the 90s compared to now.
Oh, it hurts. But yeah, The Warriors of Virtue. Yeah. I remember that movie.
What a great movie that was.
I got it for Easter one year. Very Easter movie to get. I would get, like, the wackiest, weirdest movies on Easter on VHS. It was always like, one year I got Monty Python and the Holy Grail when I was like 8. Like, when I was a little kid, I got Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Still a good movie.
Major Pain. I got that one.
Oh, God.
That movie's so good.
My leg.
You want me to take your mind off that leg, boy? Breaks his finger.
You show you a little trick, take your mind off that pain. But yeah, dude, that movie's great. But yeah.
Damon Wayans. What an actor.
Wayne Damon.
Anyway, we did. Oh, that was only 5. Gah! Oh, no. Anyway, I don't care. It's 5.
Yeah, it was 5. I'm sweaty and getting tired and ready for a shower.
My balls are stuck to my leg right now, and I'm a little irritated.
You should probably wear more fitting underwear then.
I'm not wearing underwear.
Well, I did not want to know that. Wow. I know.
Okay. Because
in my defense, I literally just woke up, put on shorts and a shirt, and then just drove over here.
And now he just revealed he sleeps naked.
I do too.
I do 100% sleep naked.
Yeah. I can't.
I love it.
It's the comfiest fucking thing.
I can't sleep naked.
Clean sheets. Fucking.
I can't.
Just make sure your ass is clean when you go to bed.
I usually shower before bed, so it is.
I have kids in my house. I can't do that.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you can.
I don't have a door that shuts to my room.
He can't.
That's shit in your ass.
And the fireplace looks right from the living room right to my bed.
Uh-huh.
No, I can't do it. So, yeah. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is.
There you go. Such is life.
Anyway.
Bye.
Till next week.
We might be off the rails again. Bye.